Hi, everybody. Welcome to my presentation about KTextract. I am Petr Pučil, and I have a question. How many of you have any experience with KT? Okay, there are a few of you. What is KTextract? It's a tool for dealing with binary formats, especially parsing. It is based on a declarative language, KTextract YAML, that can be used to specify arbitrary binary formats. It works as a parser generator, and it currently supports 11 target programming languages. Parsing means to convert the binary data you see above to the structured data and object tree so that you can work with it later. Today, I will also introduce a new functionality, which is serialization, and I've been working on it for the last 6 months, and it currently works in Java. And serialization means, I didn't mention that basically the inverse process. So you want to create a binary file from an object tree. Something about the history. So the author of KTextract is Michael Yakshin, and the project started in 2014. In 2016, Michael decided to release the project as open source, and at the time, the only supported languages were Java and Ruby. In 2017, Michael presented KTextract at FOSDEM, and by then, it already supported 8 languages and had over 400 stars on GitHub. And Michael also wanted to come today, but unfortunately couldn't. But if there is some chat or something, I think he should be there so you can ask him some questions or whatever. And how is it today? So we have 11 target languages and over 3,000 stars on GitHub, and KT is used in more than 500 GitHub projects. So let me share how I discovered KTextract. This was in 2019, and I was playing electronic keyboard with a band, and I wanted to create a MIDI editor so that I could record the songs on the keyboard and edit them on the computer. And I wanted the user to be able to upload a sound bank in the SoundFont 2 binary format so that they could control how the song could sound. And I wanted a web-based MIDI editor, so I searched for a JavaScript parsing library